comes to teach us that for every shivcha, yichai is a separate korban. So that is posik in Vayikra Yutet, it says, v'ish ki yishka ves isha shivcha zerav hi shivcha necherefes liyish, means she's a shivcha, but she set aside for men. Because the machlokes in the Gemara really, whether necherefes means she's a chatzi shivcha, chatzi vascherin, or no, even a complete shivcha. Still, the posik says the chidashia, that if you do it the mezid basra, be curvis to yaloi, that you get malchus. Then the posik says, v'eviyas hashom al hashem, apesachoy moid el oshom. That if you do it without asra, then you have a chiyuv to bring this korban oshom. So the chidash rabbi to say that gufu machlokim, yashishka ves isha, shichva zera, mashma that for every isha you live with, every different shivcha, you have another chiyuv, a korban. Then it says, nozir shenitma tumasarvi. Another case is a nozir that gets tummy a few times. Also, you have the chiyuv to bring one korban for every tumma. Man tana, who's the tana? Omer of Chizda Rabbi Yesi Rabbi Yudi. He goes to the Yesi Rabbi Yudi. The Omer Eol's Nazirus the Tyro, Mishvihu the Chaylulay. That the Shvi the Tyro starts on the seventh day. Now, so the nozir becomes tummy. So he's tummy for 7 days. So after he finishes the seventh day, that it becomes tor from tumanais. Right then it starts really starting to count his Nazirus the Tyro. Or Mishkakas Lok Agoin, Shenitma Bishvi, that the case, let's say, became tummy again on the seventh day. Then he waited 7 days, went to the mikvah zor, shlishi or shvi, then on the seventh day became tummy again. Since it never came a time that he could bring a korban, because the chiyuv korban is first on the eighth day, so since it didn't come yet a time to bring the korban, ain't a chayv al a korban echad. Therefore it's still nichlal on the first chiyuv korban, never came a time yet to bring it, and he became tummy again. This nozir first was tor, then he became tummy. So he has to wait 7 days, still becomes tor, and on the eighth day he's supposed to bring a korban. Now on the seventh day, after he became tor, he again touched the mace. So he becomes tummy again for another 7 days. But since it did not come the eighth day yet to bring the korban, and it became tummy on the seventh day, so we say now it's called like one big tumma richta dummy, and therefore he only has to bring one korban for all these different tummas. So Mor says, because the Rebbe, if the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, Kivan the Yom Rebbe, since Rebbe says, Nazirus the Tyra at Shmini lechalalei. If a nozir becomes tummy, he can't start counting over again his Nazirus the Tyra until the eighth day comes. His so amonishach. Eidem nitma b'shvi. If he became tummy again on the seventh day, v'chaz v'nitma b'shvi kulo tumarichti. That's no chiddush. He never became tor yet to start counting his Nazirus the Tyra, so it's not called like a new tumma. There's no chiddush to say that one korban tatis. He got tummy on the eighth day. Because of nitma b'shmini, came tummy again on the eighth day. Then kivun the yotzer shor who you like real korban, since it came the eighth day already, which is the day that's fit for this nozir to bring the korban for his first tumma. If so, mechayav the kolachas v'yachas enachnami, and then it became tummy on the eighth day. Avadas like the new mice altogether, and he'll have to bring a second korban. So Mishnah came talking about that case either. El shraminah should be approved to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yuda. Our Mishnah goes to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yuda. The time went like this. The Kidesh es Roisha B'yemu means B'yem Avoris Kabunaisa Divarebi. When does another start counting his Nazirus the Tyrant when he was Tomei? On the eighth day, the day he could bring his korban, that's Rebbe Shita. However, Rabbi Yisra, Rebbe Yudu Raimano, B'yem Tigalachtai, on the seventh day, the day that it becomes Tor, that's the day he takes his haircut, so that's the day he can start counting his Nazirus the Tyrant. That's the Kiddush, according to Yisra Yudu, Mishnah tells us the Kiddush. Even though he was tor after 7 days, on the seventh day he became tor already, and he took his haircut, and then it became tamei. That's the chiddush. Even though it's like a new tumah, it's mechayiv him to start over again. Still, he only has a chiyuv of one korban for these tumahs that happened to him on the seventh day. Now the Mishnah says, "Hamakana liyishtoi ayidei anoshim harbei." If somebody like makes his wife into a saita, let's say, and he's mekana, he warns her not to stay away from a few men. So Rashi says, maybe mincha serim echod al kulam kishumashto. When he makes a drink like when swear, so even though she's swearing and drinking for a few different men, she only has to bring one mincha. Or mitzvah, she is not going to go him have wood in a mitzvah, have a lot of negoyim on him. It's heavy tzipur, and you only have to bring one set of karbonis, one set of tzipurim, that's enough. What's going to be heavy tzipur and the mitzvah brought is tzipurim? The tzipurim, Rashi says, oysen shtei tzipurim chayis. Achas l'shchiti v'achas l'shluach, yeah, and then v'nisnage, then it became a neger again. loy olu loy atchiyovi chatosoy. Like the sagu that the high loy olu loy mashma chesorach las lovi lib say shesipon havim is mach, he has to bring again another tutsiporim again. Lechol negev nega atchiyovi chatos. Until he brings the korban chatos. Avol hevi tziporim bechatosoy. Let's say first he brought a tziporim bechatosoy, and then it became a neger again. And tzorach lovi likashitoyer a negerishon. Then he would not have to bring any more the birds for his first tumah. That's the Mishnah says that hevi tziporim v'nisnagin became a mitzayir again. Is the oloy atchiyavi chatosoy? If you do ayna atchiyavi yashom, until he brings his osham. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the chiddush in Mishnah is. Samara says, we know, and how do we know this Kiddush over here? The Chsiv Zois Teres HaKnois means Teres Achas LeKnoyim Harbei. And Moshe has to bring one mincha for a few different Knois. Means even though the husband was jealous of her and warned her from a few different men, the Lachris she only has to bring one mincha. Mitzarish Nisnagin Negoyim Harbei Minolam the Chsiv Zois Teres HaMitzara Teres Achas LeMitzaroyim Harbei. Versing out one nega, then it became Torah from it. And then it became another nega, then Torah, then another nega. If he didn't bring any kabbonis yet, so Pshita, all he has to bring is just one set of kabbonis. Then it says, the Mishnah Hevi Tzipurin, then it's Nag. Let's say the Mitzvah brought for his two Tzipurin, then it became another nega. Loi maybe el korban echad. The Mishnah says, Loshin of Loolu Loi, Achiyovi Chatos does know from until he brings the korban chatis. If you do it, Achiyovi Yashomai. Until he brings the korban oshim. So how the meaner is, even though he has to bring a second pair of kabbonis. So we ask the question, why? Va'amr, you just got finished saying in the Mishnah that ain mevi el korban echad. That's the klal by mitzayrom shenis nag in the goyim harbe. The Mishnah says all you have to do is just bring one set of kabbonis. So how can the Mishnah now says you have to bring over again? So Gemara says the pshat for the Mishnah is really chasuri mechs, where something is missing in the Mishnah. V'ochi ketorah, this is what should be learned in the Mishnah. Hey vitzi perin, let's say they brought the mitzvah brought his two birds, finis naga. Then they have another nega came upon his body. Is ain maybe el korban echad? You only has to bring just one korban. That's all. Oli akfuya banias of ashiras le mikva atchiyavi chatas. That's the Mishnah means to say. That even though the Mitzvah B'kitza came in Mitzvah a few times, so all he has to do is just bring one korban. That's enough. One korban is enough. But there's new halacha now. How we kaveya, how he is, whether he's rich or whether he's poor. As what type of korban does he have to bring? So that was saying now, Fuya banias u'bashiris. When do we tell how poor he is or how rich he is? To mechayvas, what type of a korban he has to bring? That's le mikveh atchiyavi chatas. That depends how he is when he brings his korban chatas. Let's say he was poor when he first bought the Tziporin. Then later became rich. If he was rich then, but only became poor later, maybe Oni Bedalus, Achiovi Chatosoi, the boss of Chatas and Linen, Bein Banias, Bein Bashirus. You go after how he was, Bishas, he bought his Chatis, whether he was poor or whether he was rich at that time. The difference is that an Osher has to bring three kabonis, three kfosim for his kabonis, and if he's a poor person, he has to bring one korbin, one keves for the Osham, and then he has to bring two birds for his oila and for his chatis. So nafkamina is, what does he bring for the oila and for the chatis? That depends upon how rich or how poor he is at the time when he actually brings the chatis. And if he's poor then, so all he has to bring is just bring birds for the chatis. And if he was rich then, he'll have to bring a korban or the ema kevis for the chatis. That's what the Mishnah means to say. That avada mitzvah, even though it becomes a mitzvah a few times, he only has a chiv to bring once the set of tziporim, one korbanis. Just later when we kaveya, whether he's an usher, whether he's a oni, that depends how he is, b'shashi brings his korban chatis. And on this, Rabbi Yudah says, no, atchiyavi yashama, you depend upon how rich and how poor he is, b'shashi brings the korban usher. Now, Tanan also learned over there, Mitzvah Shevi Yashomoi, Mitzvah brought his korban oshim. The Heshian later became rich. He has a kol halakacha chatis, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. It depends upon how he was, the shas he brought his chatis. If he was poor then, so he could still bring birds for his chatis and oila. Rabbi Yuduwaime, hakol halakacha oshim, no, you go boss how he was, the shas is korban oshim. Like it says now, Mishnah Machlaikis, within the Machlaikis over there also. Tanya would like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Aimer, hakol halakacha tziporin. Depends how we rich, how poor he was, the shasi brought his tziporim. All three of them dash in one pasuk. Pasuk says Asher Tasig Yodai B'Tarosai. How much he could afford b'shas becomes Torah. Reb Shimon Sovar Dover Mechaproi. What does it mean Tarosai? It means the korban chatis, that's mechaprim. So depending upon how rich or how poor he is, b'shas brings his chatis. Reb Yudis Sovar Dover Machshiroi. Says what's machshimash is oshom. She midomai noisna bohinosai machshiro lekolop bekotchim. The korban oshom, that's what's machshim tikotchim. That speaker was totally how rich, how poor he was, b'shas he brought his oshom. The Blazer ben Yaakov Omer, Dover Agurim Le Tyro, Omanio Tziporim, what caused the Lamaisa to have the Tyro? That's the Tziporim, the birds. Rashi says, Gormim Loi Tchilas Tyrosoi, Shemidama Tzipa Mazin Olov. That's like the beginning of his Tyro. So we go boss of the birds, so that's what's Machloikis. How do we shut up what he's rich or poor according to which korban he brings? Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Isha Shiyoldo Vlodis Harbe? And Isha gave birth to a lot of different Vlodis. The pilu betoich shemaynim, and she had a miscarriage within the 80th day, nikeva of a first nikeva. First she gave birth to a nikeva, so then she can't bring a korban later until 80 days passed by. Now in the middle of these 80 days she was mapa, she had another miscarriage. Chosva the pilu betoich shemaynim, and again it happens the same thing of a nikeva, or else va'mapel is tumim. Let's say she gave birth to twins. So, Reb Yudwaima maybe alarishin veinu maybe alashniya, maybe so that's so the Tanakam is saying that this is another case where for a few sibis she only has to bring one carbon. Like even though she was yoled this a few times here, still there's only one chiyah carbon since she was mapo. The second later took place in the middle of the 80 days, and never came a time a claw that she could bring her carbon yet. So therefore, it's all considered nichlal in the one a carbon. So she only has to bring one korban for all these ladies. Now, Reb Yud, and who are then by twins also. Now, Reb Yud says, Mevi ala Rishon. The first time she had a lady, she had a keva, she has to bring korban for that. But Vienna Mevi ala Shnia, since the second one, the miscarriage happened within the first 80 days, so that one we overlook. And therefore, she only has to bring one korban when she finishes the 80 days. Bashenkin Mevi ala Shnia, he says, no, but the third birth, that's like the birth by itself. And for the third one, since it happened after the 80 days of the first one, so for the third one, she'll have to chiyah to bring another korban. But then, v'yene mevi ala revi, on the fourth one that she has the miscarriage, since that one is within the 80 days of the third one, so she's not chiyah to bring a second korban. Tenechnami, every second one she doesn't have to bring a korban for, but for the third one she does. So according to him, the first one yes, second one no, third one yes, fourth one no, fifth one yes, sixth one no. That's how Yud holds. There is a case that she brings one korban for a lot of different vladas. Yochla, I would have thought to say, afala leida v'yala ziva. Who are then, if she has a leida and a ziva also, she only has to bring one korban. Tamalei mezais, for the ladies, she's yotza with one korban. But she has a ziva also, machmas the tum ziva, she'll have to bring a second korban. Katoni says, Yochla, I would have thought to sell a leida v'yala ziva, in mavila korban echot. Elamiyatir solik, what kind of havman is that? Ochle dam, somebody she eats dam, let's say, and then the oldest she gives birth. His hachinami here also, one time is a svar, they maybe a korban echad. Like what kind of argument is that? Pshita. Since they're two separate chatoyim, she has to have two separate sibis, two different reasons why to bring a korban. Pshita, she has to bring both. My aim around the hachi said like this. Yes, I would thought to say a leidish lefnei meleis, for a leidish liyacha meleis, tamalei mezeis. Maybe she gave one miscarriage, she gave birth within the 80 days. And then 80 days passed by after the second one. Then she had a miscarriage after the 80 days. So I would have thought to say maybe she only has to bring one korban. Kamashla, no. She has to bring then two separate korbanos. Then it says, what a pilu b'tzeach shmeinim. Kishatim tzlam, what's the machoik of Yehuda and the Tanakama? So what's this? Kishatim tzalaymar. The divar of Yehuda, Vlad Rishon Gerim. Or Mevlad Rishon Meini. Count the first one. Devechomendo, Vlad Sheni is Gerim. Vlad Sheni Meina, Shtim Tzulayma Pshita, Hoch Yisrael is the way it is, Ma'apelis Tumim Mitzvah, the Chiddush says it gives birth to twins. Chagot, the Chamina of Ma'apelis Tumim and Moidu, Rabbi Yudlu Rabbon and Kamash Malon, that there he's not, that he does not agree, and there's a Machlokes by Tumim also. So Rashi says, Adivri Chachomim, as a Ladivri of Yehuda, midalei choshev malois l'sheni shramina vlad rishon gorim lekorban mivlad rishon moyne pay. You have to count 80 days. Hukach slishi, that's nolad achad amlois of the rishon, that's mechadu second korban. That's why the third one you have to bring korban for. For the rest of the dibur chachamim, bidle mechayev belechad abas. You don't have to bring one korban for the last one. His thrilei vlad sheni kloimar. Achron Gorim LeKorban, the last one you bring, that's the one that's Mechayev to bring a Korban. So every time the last one you see, you have to wait 80 days from that one. And since Lamaisa, you had another miscarriage in between, so therefore, you only have a Chiyuv to bring just one Korban, and not like this first and third and the sixth. Zmor says, Treat Rosh Hashanah Isa, Te'im Lav Hochim, what's the Mafekis then? Zmor says, Mapelas Tumu, which gives birth to twins of the Chiddush. Because the Mishum Mapelas Tumu Mitzvah Lei, Lashman teaches this Kiddush. The Mapelas Tumim Nami Pligu Reb Yehuda. The Madre Marta say, but Tumim Moida, the Chod Leida Richtis, one long birth, Hoel Viyibur and Kachas, Visle Nami Malais, Lishen Yishlishi, Labar Korbanu. So Rashi says, I would have thought to say, well, by Tumim, which you gave birth to twins like, then even Reb Yehuda would agree, the Chod Leida is one Leida Richtihi, Hoel Viyibur and Kachas, they gave birth like they came pregnant together. Vislanami Malois Lishenish Lishi Lava Korbanu. That you don't have the chiyuv to bring one korban and not like the first and the third and the sixth and the fifth. Kamashmano Reb Yehuda argues here and says here also you have to bring a separate korban for the first, for the third, and for the fifth. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll do all this little gemara. We'll do all again on the next tape. Before. Yeah, last gemara we'll start over again from that Tesla base. The bottom gemara again says that a pilu b'tzorich shemayim. Here the Mishnah said a chiddush that an isha usually every time she gives birth she has to bring a korban yoledis. She has to bring two tziporim, two birds. What's going to be though? Sometimes she can give birth a few times and she only has to bring one korban. So the case is, let's say she gave birth once. The locher is now like she gave birth to a girl, so she's tummy for 14 days. And then there are 66 days you may tire. So after the 80th day and the 81st day, that's when she first has to bring the korban. Let's say she was mafil, she had a miscarriage during those 80 days. So like, it never came a time to bring a korban. And then again, she was mafil again within the 80 days. So at the end, she only has to bring one korban for all these ladies. Reb Yudin, the Mishnah said, no, Reb Yudin said, the first lady, you have to bring korban for that one. Now the second one that she was mapped, she had a miscarriage within 80 days, so we overlooked the second one. But then the third one, she had a miscarriage with the second one, with the third one. Since that's more than 80 days after the first one, so for the third one you would have to bring a korban. And then the fourth one you overlook, and the fifth one you would have to bring. That's machlokes in the Mishnah. So more so like this, the Gemara says that kishtim tzolim, if you want to say, but the deeper review, the current review, that Vlad Rishon Gorim Umaylit. Therefore Rishon Moina. Therefore you count from the first one. But the current review, which Vlad is that causes you to bring a carbon? It's the first time he gave birth. So the first time she gave birth, then we have to wait till 81 days pass by. And after 81 days pass by, like that's the chiyuv to bring a carbon then. Even though she was mapped in between, so what? I look at the first one, and that's mechayev to bring a korban. So even though she had a second miscarriage in between, I overlook that miscarriage. But once the 81 days are up, then we start over again. So by the third miscarriage, that's mechayev a second time to bring a korban. That's a beauty svara. The more said, "Lodiver chom ekunt chomim v'lad sheni gurim," like it's she gave birth once. And now within 80 days, if she gives a miscarriage, so the second kid is what caused her to bring the korban. And Keseda, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, it's always the last one that's mechayev to bring the korban. And therefore, she only has to bring one korban for these ladies. That's called different korban for lad sheni gurim. So Gemara says now, therefore, sheni moina. Now, Gemara says, kishtim tzlam, you just want to say like this, chrip shita, it has to be that way. Hoch isa, there's no other way to learn. So Mora says, the Chiddush is Mapelis Tumim. In the case, let's say she had twins. She became pregnant with twins, and then one had a miscarriage now, and one had a miscarriage a little bit later. So that's the Chiddush. But in this case, I would have thought to say, "B'mapelis tumim," which she had a miscarriage from the two twins that she had. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Rabbanin that there's only a chi of one korban and not more, and not for every second one, like you have to bring a korban. Is Kamash Munasa Chiddush know that still Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda knows even if there was a miscarriage from twins, it would be the same halacha, that for the first one you have to bring a korban, and anything that happens after 81 days later would be mechayev to bring a second korban. That's the Chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even when it was twins, still we say with the third one you'd have a chiyuv to bring your own korban. Now the Gemara says, "Iborlu," you'll have a question like this. You end up you'd have a question like